The SIU Carbondale campus opened a new arena Friday in the Student Center. Walking past the north end of the Student Center, you'll see something new. After 2 years of planning and construction, the SIU Esports Arena is open and ready for competition.
All across the United States, there's probably about 280 right now that actually host their teams, and will be one of those.
Associate Director of the Student Center, Kent Eplin, says the $75,000 arena offers 12 Alienware computers for competition and console-style gaming for the popular live stream global competitions. Some colleges are starting to offer scholarships to esport players.
Basically, there's no boundaries for esports. Really, it's not that you have to be an athlete in a particular sport or have a skill. It's basically whatever you're best at.
Professional teams and individuals across the world compete in championship tournaments where the top prize can net the winners millions of dollars.
It's one of the highest grossing prize sports out there, over the NFL, over the National Baseball League, Soccer League, whatever it might be.
Eplin says they currently have over 20 games for students to compete on and will keep adding more. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
The opportunity here is, once you're going to get to play on the gaming equipment, the very top-notch gaming equipment. We also have the ability to access the games that you might not have access to on your home-based computer or game controls, just for the fact that it also gives you time to interact with other students. A lot of these games are team-based, so they need to all be in the same room. That is strictly a gaming computer. It is outfitted with a specialty equipment that allows for higher resolution graphics. The power supplies to go with it, the controls on them are a little more sensitive. The gamers like those kind of options. That international students are very familiar with this. They can compete against somebody in another country just by sitting down at the computer and logging in. A lot of these games are a team based, so they need to all be in the same room. So finding a spot for them to do that, such as this, is kind of difficult in, say, a residence hall or in somebody's house or something of that nature. There's a variety of games, just like with sports, there's soccer, there's basketball, there's softball, whatever it might be. There's different games, and everybody's good at different games. And it just gives people opportunity. Not only you can play an e-sport anywhere. You don't have to have a field. You don't have to have a court. You can sit down at any computer anywhere and basically play an e-sport. And they are slowly starting to build their clubs up to be competitive at various different levels. Most of the times, the competitions that are online are a money-based or a coin-based operation, depending on what it is. Those are competitive. Those are professional type situations. We won't be. They can compete on those, but there won't be, the team won't be competing in those necessarily directly to where they'll be compensated. There's various individuals that have made millions of dollars just playing video games, which seems kind of strange to some people. But recently, we just had a 19-year-old win one of the competitions that he won millions of dollars just for playing that competition. Just because it is an international sport, it's not key to a certain area. So it is an international area that they basically can play anywhere. So that's why the prize money goes up, just because there's so many people participating in Vine. So there's all across the United States, there's probably about 280 right now that actually host their teams. It will be one of those that we know of that they can compete against in competitions that are set up. The intent would be, is now that we have this facility to do that, and to be able to kind of broadcast that on to various different feeds to allow other individuals to watch it, not necessarily being here.